Safe from the Storm by Greg Burgoyne. Now I understood what my mother had talked about so often. I felt completely at peace, as if I had come home. For as long as I can remember, every time my mother came back from the temple, she would tell us about the peace she felt there. Throughout my teenage years, we had visited the temple in Johannesburg, South Africa, to do baptisms. Finally, the time came for me to receive my endowment just before I left to serve a mission. We traveled 900 miles, 1,400 kilometers that day, to get to the temple, and my mother spent much of the journey telling me about her experiences there. She talked about the things she felt and of her closeness to Heavenly Father. By the time we arrived at the temple, it was getting dark. The sky's blue color faded into pink, then red, and finally black. The lights came on and lit up the temple's beautiful white spires. As we walked around the temple in the cold night air, the golden statue of the angel Moroni glistened under a spotlight. The temple grounds were quiet and restful, undisturbed by the buzz of the city. During the endowment session, I marveled at the incredible beauty of the creation and the amazing plan of salvation. It made me long to see my Heavenly Father again. Now I understood what my mother had talked about so often. I felt completely at peace, as if I had come home. The session ended, and it was time to leave. We were staying with my grandparents, and as we drove home with them, we saw that there had been a storm that evening. While we were in the temple. I was amazed that I had not heard the thunder, rain, or wind while I was in the temple. In disbelief, I stared through the car window at all the damage. Electricity poles and trees had fallen down. Road surfaces had been broken up or were flooded with water, and a few roofs had been blown off. As I pondered the events of the evening, words came into my mind as the Spirit spoke to me. Go to the temple often. It will be a refuge from the storm. I have been to the temple several times since then, and every time I go, I leave behind the troubles and difficulties of this stormy world and take shelter in the peace and comfort of my Heavenly Father's love. See Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 6. Note, Greg Burgoyne is a member of the Meadow Ridge Ward, Cape Town, South Africa stake. End of note. End of the article, Safe from the Storm by Greg Burgoyne.